thanks, thanks. We give you thanks for all you've done. We are so blessed.
We are so blessed. Our soul has found rest. Praise God. We give you thanks.
One more time from your heart. Thanks, we give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you thanks
for everything you've done. So the reason why I'm here today. The Lamb above the throne. Jesus, you are the sacrifice. Jesus, you are the Lamb. The Lamb above. You're the Lamb
above.
The Lamb
above.
And unto you, come on, join us now. And unto you.
The Lamb upon the throne.
Lift your hands all over this place. Minister to Him. The reason why He can minister to us is because we've learned how to minister to Him. Come on. As they ministered to them, the Holy Ghost said, Acts 13, the Holy Ghost said, you want to make the Holy Ghost talk? Minister to God. I pray that the reason why you're coming here every morning, the reason why you're joining the broadcast, will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Everyone mocking your prayers will bow before your maker. In the name of Jesus. What you are learning from Christ, the enemy will not pick it in the name of Jesus. It will work for you. I say it will work for you. Faith will work for you. The result in your life will make people run around for Jesus. Your life shall glorify Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. There's somebody listening to me. You are in a trouble of some sort. And as I'm investigating my spirit, it's a financial issue. God says, I'm going to step in. You may not see rain, you may not see wind, but the valley shall be filled. In the name of Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus if you believe it. Please take your seat. Thank you, busy guys. Love you right back. God bless you. I want to start today by reading to you Galatians 3 from verse 5. I wish I could read from verse 1. It says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you. If you notice, the Spirit is capital S. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He who supplies. These guys were filled with Spirit, but they still needed to be supplied of the Spirit of God. That's the message for another day. And works miracles among you. So before he works miracle among you, he supplies the Spirit. Does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So when your pastor refuses to speak on deliverance, you will not experience deliverance. For God does not confirm tears, he confirms the word. He works with them. Okay? Confirming the word. Great grace was upon them all. So the anointing is upon the person speaking. But he needs to speak the word. Angels are waiting to confirm the word. They hearken to the voice of his word. Okay. So there's something called the hearing of faith. In verse 6, I'm reading to verse 9. Just as Abraham believed. What did he believe? He believed himself? No. He was just thinking possible. No. What was told him? What if you were not told? How shall they believe if nobody preached to them? How shall they pray if nobody sent them? Somebody has to preach to you. So, I'm leaving that church. Why? They're preaching prosperity. And you're broke. Where did you get that mentality from? Watch those who attack prosperity message. You see that those who are struggling to get things, they are comfortable. Or those who are broke. You must separate yourself from what they are talking about and join the person talking about it to attack it. If you don't separate yourself from it, it's either you are destroyed with it or the thing will continue. You never relinquish or abandon whatever you permit in your life. You must have righteous indignation. Just as Abraham believed God. And guess what happened? It was accounted to him for righteousness. In verse 7, the Bible said, therefore, know that those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Say that after me. Say that again. What if I'm hoping? I'm not the son of Abraham. What if I come to church? I'm not the son of Abraham. What if I just believe one day it will be better? I'm not the son of Abraham. Those who hold on to what God said, they are the sons of Abraham. In verse 8, please, if you don't pay attention to anything I'm going to say today, pay attention to verse 8. And the scripture foreseen that God would justify the Gentiles by how? Please, I tell you, it's not a causal thing. It's not a faith church. That's the way Christians ought to live. I've been sharing on Thanksgiving, and we're sharing on Thanksgiving this month. There's no way your Thanksgiving can pass this roof if you're not doing by faith. All by faith. I've preached a message on that before. Look for it. All by faith. Everything in the kingdom. In fact, anything you do without faith becomes sin. The scripture foreseen ahead that the heathens, give me KJV. What does it call Gentiles? The heathens. In other words, other nations will be justified, will be everything. I wish I read to you from verse 1. I started from verse 5 by telling you everything you see in your life today. He started in verse 1 by saying, oh, foolish Galatians, come on, why? Wake up! How can you start in the spirit and end up in the flesh? Did you get what you got by walking, by doing the works of the law? No. It was by faith. Yeah, I don't know anybody. By faith. I wasn't born again in school. By faith! The panel can change their minds for you. By faith! Faith is not being optimistic. It's what God said, above only. I don't know how it will happen. Come on, talk to me. I'm preaching to myself. Foreseeing that God would justify the unbelievers, the Ekiti, the Nigerians, the Igbos, by faith. And that's what you're abandoning. Then how shall you enter into what God has prepared for you? You can't enter it. That's why you are where you are. He preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. Why do we want the blessing of Abraham, but we don't want the faith of Abraham? This happened 430 years before the law of Moses. So then, those who are coming to church of faith are blessed. Kari Baba Baba. We believe in Abraham. Unbelief is not your friend. I'm passionate this morning. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2. Indeed. Somebody say indeed. I need to run. For the gospel that was preached to us was preached to them. The same thing. But the word they heard. Okay. I told you, how shall they believe if they don't hear? The word they heard did not profit them. It was just like some of you are just coming to church in the morning. You are hearing the word. You are not only not profiting, you are telling others that you are coming in vain. Oh, I'm just coming. Maybe God will hear me. It doesn't work. I wish it works that way. It doesn't work that way. That's why you see people giving fake testimonies. They go and do things outside and give testimony in church just to impress the pastor, to have a position, to have a seat. I'm talking about real blessing that comes from God. The woman with issue of blood, Jesus Christ was going to heal Jairus' daughter. You remember that? She taught Jesus differently. Jesus stopped her and said, I need to know this person. Who is the person that Peter said, everybody's talking? No, there's a different touch. So here in this place, somebody, maybe you're not known. Maybe you're a first timer. You are not familiar. You have a different touch. And I believe strongly, I will soon see your face on the screen. Amen. The word that was preached to us indeed was preached to them. But he didn't profit them, which means I'm supposed to profit in every word I hear. Bible says, give yourself entirely to these things that your profiting may appear. My profiting ought to appear unto all. When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, they were like in that dream. The Bible says our mouth was filled with laughter. The heathen said among them, indeed, God has done great. You are blessed that those who don't like you say, God helped. That's what I'm describing to you. He didn't profit them. Why did he not profit them? Because God didn't like their face? Because God didn't like their color? Those guys just heard. They didn't mix it with faith. So if you just hear and you don't mix it with faith, just heard it, man. Tap your neighbor, say neighbor. I don't really know you, but I see you every morning. Say you must mix what you're hearing with faith. This is not just a prayer meeting. Every service, God has commanded pastor over 23 years that he must share the word. Even if it's for 10 minutes, he must share the word. Say this word. If you believe in it, you must mix your faith with it. If you don't mix, if you let's just have 7 a.m. and go away. Okay, be doing that. But if you want to get results, this is the way. If you change church, this is the way. If you change location, this is the way. If you change country, this is the way. If you want to get results in God. That's why what is popular now is how to get results through your job. I'm not saying those things are not important, but I see the creation are waiting for the manifestations of the Son. I'm telling you. Praise God. In Ephesians 6:16, the Bible says above all. Above all means above your praying in tongues. Ephesians 6:16. Above everything. Above your coming to DP. Taking. You must take it. Not took. Not take. Take it. There's nothing like I was in faith yesterday. Faith is now. Come on, say faith is now. I didn't hear you. Say faith is now. Taking the shield of faith. Where you suddenly have the ability to quench. So when the enemy was concocting the problem for you, when he was forming the weapon, God was not perturbed. Because he knows you can quench. I wish the Bible said many. Then I can categorize some things and say, okay, maybe I can quench some. All! Yesterday I described to you what fiery darts meant. In case you are not here, get the message. Just go on YouTube, you'll see the message. Of the wicked one. Newsflash, the devil is not around you to play games. He's wicked. A day old baby is sick. He has not even done anything to the enemy. He's sick. A day old. And you and I know that sicknesses are not from God. Above all. In other words, above any other thing you tell me, you must have faith. I must see your faith in display. The Bible says in Matthew 9:21. I wish I had time to explain all this. For she said in herself. So faith starts within you. I'm going to show you many scriptures and get to where you start to talk. The Bible says we have sown winds and we reap wild winds. All some of you do is to repeat what you heard. It's a good place to start. But words are containers, echoes are empty. You don't even know what you're saying. You just heard it from someone. You've never sought the Bible to say, where is this scripture? God has not spoken to you. The words I speak to you, not general words. You don't have a revelation. That thing does not have a root. The remnant of the children of Israel shall first of all bear root downwards and bear fruit upwards. You want to bear fruit upwards, but you're not born roots downwards. The woman with issue of the blood heard about Jesus. She heard. Somebody told her something about Jesus. Assume they said, that man, I'm not lying. The use spirit, that's what she would have heard. Thank God she spoke to the right people. I said, thank God she spoke to the right people. She said in herself by what she heard. Nobody told her this, but she just said in herself, if only I may touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made well. A woman that has dealt with an issue for 12 years. How long have you dealt with what you are going through? For 12 years, she didn't only sit at home. Physicians have made a business out of her. She lost all her livelihood by treating herself. Oh, this vitamin will work. She'll try it. Oh, we need to import this from India. She'll try it. Oh, now you need to pay for a month. She will pay. Till she lost all her livelihood. She's supposed to sit at home and hate God. And blame people. And blame God. And hate her husband. She couldn't go to church. Guess the first person that would have been against her. According to law. Jairus. He was a ruler of the Jews. He was a leader in the church. And the church says, when you have issue of blood, you must not even come to the congregation of the people. Any stone you sat on was defiled. Guess who would have sentenced her? Jairus. Now, his daughter is about to die. You are interrupting. Jesus said, somebody touch me. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will touch Jesus today. Amen. You're watching me, you're watching, or you're coming, will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Amen. Romans 10, verse 8. Remember how you gave your life to Christ. The same way, that's how you flow in finance. That's how you'll be delivered. That's how you will walk in health. Everything, the same way. What does it say? The word is nigh you. Stop your neighbor, say the word is near you. Come on, say the word is near you. Where is it? In your mouth and in your heart. That's the principle. In your mouth and in your heart. I tell those who are here to give their lives, you already believe, that's why you came out. You must do one thing and it must come from your heart. I'm only leading you. See, despite what I say, I waste time and say, some don't talk. What will I do? It's their choice. There's no cult you can join. When you get to the number one, you must say something. So. You must mention your name. It won't work if you don't say something. It's a spiritual law. You must. Those of you that were in cults, listen to me, or you're here, you can imagine. Oh, wow, they were following a law. Even those people may not know why. It was when I was born again that I knew you must say something. It won't work. By your mouth, you are justified. By your mouth, you are condemned. Satan cannot lay hands on you if you didn't say something. What does it say? What is near you? In your mouth and your heart. That is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about cults. I'm talking about the word of faith, which you preach. Verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, is a principle, but we are applying it contextually to when you give your life to Christ. What is that principle? If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. The two must be in place. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, he said, if you say to this mountain, be removed, and don't doubt in your... It's the same principle. Somebody say mouth, say heart. Say mouth, say heart. For the last time, say mouth, say heart. It looks simple. In fact, it's simple. But why are you not doing it? If it's that simple. Why is that church growing? The pastor is preaching a simple message. Number one thing, I'm not saying to preach a hard message. People have Bibles in their home. I'm not supposed to make a simple thing hard. Jesus preached a simple message. He told stories. So I've not even started. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, the Bible says, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The woman with the issue of blood said in her heart, so you think in your heart aloud. That's why the Bible says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think. Because asking in the spirit is the same thing as thinking from your heart. That's a deep stuff. You need to get home and think about it. That's why you see you get to a realm, a spiritual realm. You're thinking of a thing and it's done. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, since we have the same spirit of faith, you can see that this is a small s spirit. This refers to evil spirit or human spirit or attitude. Oh, do you attend Koza? Oh, I can see the spirit of Koza in you. Okay? So, Koza has a spirit. Who can tell me the spirit? Excellence, you get things early. Speed. It doesn't happen the way it happens to everybody. Speed. You have the grace for knowing what to do. Eh? Maybe the guy talked in and it's a security. Say, You don't look like a security. You attend Kosa? And say, I've seen the spirit. So there's a spirit. There's something we look for in faith. According to what is written. So what is written? I believed. Therefore I spoke. So faith must speak. Not just speak. What's on the inside? Not just what's on the inside. What's in the heart? Did you see that? Now, this scripture, Paul was comparing the Old Testament faith with the New Testament faith. We also, we in the New Testament, so it's the same. Whether it's the law of Moses, whether it's the dispensation of innocence, or dispensation of conscience, or human government by Noah, or anything in the Old Testament, it's the same thing. So I can't say because I have grace, okay. Romans chapter 4 verse 16. Quickly. I'm supposed to stop now, but I will tell you. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace. What are you saying? Okay, maybe I will teach about it tomorrow. What you must believe God for is what grace is in the Bible for. You can't claim my wife. There's no grace for it. The Bible says what God has joined together. Let no man. You can say, God answered the prayer. I love Pastor Model. He won't answer the prayer. Because there's no grace for it. Did you hear that? What about those of you that go to my car and say, I claim it in the name of... Was that how Pastor got it? It won't work. So it must be, there must be grace for faith to be applied. So, I wish I had time. In Matthew 18:18, the Amplified Version, I'm sure I've showed you before, but in this light, you will understand it more. Truly I tell you, whatever is forbidden and declared improper and unlawful on earth must be what is forbidden in heaven. So, we first of all look at grace. What is available? What has God forbidden? That is what we must declare. Improper. Come on, talk to me. That is why I will not doubt in my heart. Because I know that God has declared improper. So I'm not forming. The Bible says if I don't doubt in my heart, I am not going to doubt. Because heaven has declared it improper. Come on, talk to me. Say it's improper for you to touch me. Say, can't touch this. Say, an angel shall be fired in heaven. If I get accident. For he has given his angel charge over me. Did you hear that? That's the declaration of heaven. I must say it. Psalm 107 verse 2. Let the redeemed. He is redeemed. But let him say so. Whom he has delivered. If he has delivered me, then should I say so? Yes. It's the same thing in the Old Testament. So I can quote to you the Old Testament. I can quote to you the New Testament. It's the same spirit of faith. Talk to me. Yeah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm out of time. Oh, glory to God. Kasetari baba ba. Come on. Shetari babo. Kosatari baba ba. Oh, say, I'm not ordinary. What have you done right now? You walked in faith. Come on, say from your heart, say, I'm not ordinary. Say, everything I lay my hands on prospers. Say, nobody can sink me. Nobody. They can only try. They can't sink me. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Say, there's therefore now no more condemnation. For me, because I'm in Christ Jesus. See, I'm a tough meat for the enemy. See, I'm more than conqueror. Through him that has loved me. See, what shall separate me from the love of Jesus Christ? See, I'm more than conqueror. Come on, pray in tongues. What's the conclusion of this? 1 Corinthians 14:15. You pray in tongues and you pray in understanding. And when you want to pray in understanding, you speak words that God has spoken. Come on, somebody. Don't let your voice be low. Raise your voice in confidence. In confidence. In confidence. I can't hear you. In confidence. Now begin to declare those things that are yours. Begin to declare what you want to come out from. There's no problem that can edge in a child of God. The devil confessed and talked about Job. Does Job fear you for nothing? Don't you have an edge around him? And around the household, and around everything that he has, on every side. Declare that this December you will smile again. Declare that you do your baby in your womb. You have your baby. You do Christmas with your baby in your womb. In the name of, there's nothing too hard. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Make some audacious statements. Oh, Satan. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 118 says, I shall not die but live. Don't stop there. To declare. You live to declare. You live to declare. That's why you will not die. Every time Gloria Copeland passes by a cemetery to their house, she will point at the cemetery and say, "We long life! The Lord will satisfy." Look at that woman. When you're watching her on the TV, she's not old. She can't. But you keep quiet. What do you use your mouth to do? Food and gossip. You know what is wrong with every other person. But you don't know what is wrong with you. All that will change from today. Amen. I say, all that will change from today. Any ladder the enemy is using to win your life is broken into 1 million pieces. In the name of Jesus, every prayerlessness in your life is now under your feet in the name of Jesus. Prayer is not one of the ways to war. It is war itself. How can you not pray? For me, I don't know about someone else. I don't massage anybody. I've never told anybody, please come for LDP. Don't come if you like. Don't come. What will you do if you don't pray? You are made to give God glory in any way. So if you like, this may be too much for you. Don't do it. My house is far, but you go to work in town. It's called priority. I was 5 years old when I saw the church beside my house. Everybody there grew old. Because 5 a.m. they were in church. I was wondering, why would they be in church every month? It's not a Pentecostal church. Every leader that I know grew old in that place. It was that church I followed the neighbors to when I was little. Therefore, what you're doing right now is not for you alone. for your children and your children's children. Pray in the name of Jesus. You will stand out. Some of you are going through battles because you are the first generation. Luke 21:15. I want to close on that. He says, I will give you a mouth that none of your adversaries will be able to contradict or resist. He won't give you power. He won't give you money. A mouth. With that mouth, you can create anything. Tomorrow, I will show you other versions. You can look it up before tomorrow. But I will show you on the screen other versions. Why? This thing is simple. So why are you not doing it? Okay, you do it for the next 5 days and stop again. No, that's the way to live. You are waiting for your food. Speak. You are driving to a place. Switch off the music and say, I want to speak. You deliberately don't pick anybody on a certain day, not every day, because you want to speak. You want to be alone with God. And I pray, whatever the devil is doing in your life that is winning right now will soon be under your feet. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and give him praise.